Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos daf Tzadi Gimel. We are starting about the second line with the words Ahein Bala and Vilna Sura's daf. It's on Ein Vav Amud Aleph all the way at the end. And today's daf is sponsored Lila Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Batsi Biakam Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we keep discussing Refuah on Shabbos. Yesterday we had said that anything is a danger to a person, it's a sakana, he could heal it on Shabbos. So we continue with more examples. Ahein Bala, if a person swallowed a bone, Shrei Befaksi B'Shovsa, one's allowed to remove that on Shabbos. And our Rabbi Yosef tells us Masiyus Amarkin. We have a Mishnah that tells us this. Machat Shel Yahal Lito Basakoyt. One's allowed to take a hand needle, meaning like a sewing needle, to remove a thorn. And the main chiddush of that is that you're allowed to take a muktzah item, such as a needle, for a non-muktzah purpose. Now, we also see from there that you're allowed to remove a thorn from the body on Shabbos. And the like, if that's not so, ma bein kaitz, ma bein bala. What's the difference between a thorn and swallowing a bone? It's the same thing. On something else, and pay attention to the girsa change, vahin aima de'ena, if somebody has some sort of issue with their eye, shalom Rabbi Yirmiyah, they asked Rabbi Yirmiyah about this, Amalani told them, har bakumechon, rabbaz in front of you, shalom le, so they asked him, Visharni permitted it, and Amalani told them, ofana shari, I also permit, because this is considered dangerous for a person. Another case, this issue with the teeth, it's some sort of illness, it's with the teeth and gums, that's sakana for a person, and he's allowed to heal it on Shabbos. And Rabbi Yechon had this. He had this mouth issue. He was going to the daughter of a minister or of an officer in Tiveria in order to get healed. And by Rufta, as Erev Shabbos, Bepase Rumsha, really right before Shabbos starts, he went to her, Amrullah, he asked her, do I need anything for tomorrow? Because I can't come back on Shabbos, I have a whole bunch of talmidim to teach. Amrullah, she told him, La, you don't need anything for tomorrow, your treatment finished. If you do need something, savgal inu de tamar palgeha nikidon, take date pits, half of which are burnt. Ve'is the armin, and some say the nikalbus, you should take nikalbus pits. Va'ar de sarin and the shell of a barley. Ve'tsoy de miyonik yvesha and dried feces from a child. Shchayk, grind it all together. Ve'tafel and smear it on your teeth or on your gums. Ve'loy tamar kumi barnash, but don't tell this to anyone because this is the secret of how I heal. And lamacher, the next day, what did he do? All v'darshin b'tzibura, he went up and darshined this in public and told everyone how to heal themselves. He gave away the secret of this medicine. And Istarman's son say that what was her reaction? Dechankas nafsha, that she choked herself, she killed herself once she heard that her secret was given out. And Istarman's son say this gyrus, that she became a ger because of it. And Achamas minatlas, you learn three things from here. Achamas minat, you learn from this. Dunas hakana, that this mouth issue is zakana and one's allowed to heal it on Shabbos. Achamas minat, you also learn from here. Dechol shu minasaf of lefnim rapanoisoi, that anything that's from the lips and inside, one's allowed to heal on Shabbos because it's danger. We discussed this yesterday, whether it's from the lips or if it's really just inside the body and the mouth is not considered inside. And so we see from here that even min hasaf of lefnim, one's allowed to heal on Shabbos, and also about Shema Mino, you see from here, Ahuda Amar Yaakov Bar Acha B'Shem Riechnon, that which Yaakov Bar Acha said in Rabbi Riechnon, im hayu roifei naman, that's proper girsa, mutter, that if a non-Jew is a trustworthy doctor, you're allowed to go to them. Usually a person's allowed to go to a non-Jewish doctor because non-Jews are suspected that they might kill him. However, if it's a roifei naman, if you could trust a non-Jew, so then you're allowed to go. Another case of healing on Shabbos, Rabbi Shub ben Levi, Havalei Kulus, he had this Kulus issue, and Harun Le Ruchanin Rabbi Yonason, Mishchok Tachlusin B'Shovsa, Ruchanin Rabbi Yonason, on Paskin, that you should grind up tachluchsin on Shabbos, minton goy chamratika, and put it inside old wine, v'yishti, and drink it, v'lo yiskan, and then he won't be in danger. And once we're on the topic of Rabbi Shub ben Levi, Bar Berei, the son of his son, meaning Rabbi Shub ben Levi's grandson, Havalei Bala, he had swallowed a bone, and Asachar Barnash, a fellow came along, v'lachash lemin shmei, de Yeshu Pandira, he said an incantation for him in the name of Yeshu Pandira, which was an avodah zarah, v'insham, and he was healed. Now, Kanafik, when this fellow left, Amr Le, Rabbi Shub ben Levi asked him, Malachash Dele, what incantation do you say for him? Amr Le, Milas Palon, he said these words. Amalei told him, it would have been better for you to have died and for you have not to said this thing because you're healing the name of Adzara and wouldn't do such healing things. And actually, that's what happened. The fellow died. Why is this? It's like something that slips from a ruler. If a king accidentally says something, even though he doesn't mean it, they carry it out right away. And we found this throughout Gemara with great people, with Tanoim and Amirayim, that sometimes they might say something, even though it's just a slip of the tongue, Hashem carries it out right away. And here as well, even though Rabbi Shub ben Levi didn't intend that the guy should die, he just said it would have been better for you to have died and not to have said this in the name of Eliezer Zara. At the end of the day, he said that the guy should die, so he died. And now continue to discuss refuah in general, not just on Shabbos. Rabbi Yaakov Edi says, "B'shem Rabbi Yonason, b'chol misrapin, a person is allowed to use any sort of refuah. Chotz me'avod zara v'gileras u'shfichas damim. It's just that he's not allowed to use avod zara. He's not to be involved in arayas or involved in bloodshed in order to save himself, in order to heal. Rabbi Pinchas Bayer, Rabbi Pinchas asks as a clarification in regards to avod zara. Ad kedain kisha amrulai havi li alim me'avod zara. That's proper gear." So up until you understand that if the person says, bring me leaves from Avodah Zarah, and they brought it for him, that's for sure no good, because he clearly wants to get healed dafka through that Avodah Zarah. However, Amrle, let's say he told him, Havili Alim Stam, bring me Alim, just bring me leaves, and they brought him from Avodah Zarah, is he allowed to use those? Here, his intention is not dafka to be healed through the Avodah Zarah, but it happens to be that these are from Avodah Zarah. Is he allowed to use them or no? So Nishmini Miladal, from the following, Rabbi Yoina had this Smarmurin, which literally means shivers. It's understood that that these shivers come from high fever, Aisun Lei Min Zachrusa de Duri, they brought him from the source of the spring of this Avodah Zarah called Duri, Vishasani drank, but it wasn't Dafka that they had to bring from this Avodah Zarah. Rav Acha, he also got sick with Tzmarmurin, Aisun Lei, they brought him this water, Veloishas, and he didn't drink it. Now, Rav Mar said, Ilu Yadar Rav Yaina, if Rav Yaina knew, Minan Hava, where this is from, Laishta, he wouldn't have drunk it because it comes from Avodah Zarah. And so we see from here that even though the intention isn't Dafka to use Avodah Zarah, since it comes from Avodah Zarah, you can't use it in the healing process. Now, Rav Chana tells us, Masnisa Amar Kain, Shein Misrapim Gilei Arayas, we have a Brisa that tells Beferosh, one can't get healed through Gilei Arayas. Tadigam Obeis on top, Vatani Kain, the Brisa says, Lafikach, therefore, Hotar Michal Shabbos, Veloy Hotar Michal Naam Rasa, there's a heter in regards to Shabbos, but not a heter in regards to Naam Rasa. Now, that's the Brisa, and the question is, what does it mean? Hotar Michal Shabbos, what does it mean that there's a heter of Shabbos? Veloy Lisrapis doesn't mean in regards to healing, namely that we're not allowed to break Shabbos, except if a person needs to be healed, so then we're allowed to be Michal Shabbos to heal him. And the Chavasa, similarly, Loy Hotar Michal Naam Rasa, then when the Brisa says that there isn't a heter in regards to Naam Rasa, a feel Lisrapis, that means even to heal. When it says Naam Rasa here, it's not specifically referring to a Naam Rasa, it just means any sort of arayas, one is not allowed to be over arayas in order to heal themselves. And we further clarify, it's not ultimately where he says, bring me an Eshes Ish, and the only way I'm going to be able to be healed by living with her, even just to hear the voice of an Eshes Ish in order to be healed, that's Asr. There was a fellow, Racham Isa, he got obsessed with a woman, in the days of Rabbi Lazar, and he became dangerously ill. And also in Sholom Lei, they came and they asked Rabbi Lazar, Mahuti Avar Kumoy Vichaye, is she allowed to pass in front of this guy? He'll be able to see her, and then he'll be able to live. That'll be his healing. Amari said, Yomus is better the guy die, Veloy Kane, and that she doesn't do this. So they asked him, Mahu Yishma Kala, what about if he just hears her voice, Veloy Yomus, and then he won't die? Amar, he said, Yomus Veloy Kane, it's better for him to die and for not to do this, because this is Arayas. Now we further clarify, Mahavas, what was her status? Rav Yaakov Idi, Rav Yitzchak Nachman, they argue about this. Chana number one says, Eshes Ish. This one was Eshes Ish. Chana Amar, the other one says, Penuya, that she wasn't married, she was free, she was open. Now Madamar Eshes Ish, Nicha, according to Madamar, that she was an Eshes Ish, this is understandable, because she's an Erva, and they can't have any sort of connection with each other in order for him to be healed. Whereas Madamar Penuya, according to Madamar, that she's a Penuya, we have a problem, because Vahabar Kuchan Nagra, this was a fellow, Racham Isa, he also became obsessed with a woman, Biyamad Rabbalazar and Dizrabalazar, Visharale, and Rabbalazar permitted her to stand in front of him or to talk to him. And so it seems to be a little bit of a stira. And the answer is no, Kanba Penuya, Vakanba Eshes Ish. The second situation was with a Penuya, but the first case, according to everybody, was with an Eshes Ish, and that's where Blazer didn't allow it. We have an alternative answer, Vafilu Tamar, Kanba Penuya. We could even say that both situations, the woman was a Penuya, but Tifter, we could explain as follows, Shanasan Ein of Ba, Achi Eshes Ish. Then in the first situation, he looked at her, meaning he became obsessed with her and wanted to be with her when she was an Eshes Ish. Then her husband died or divorced her, and she became a Penuya, and that's when they brought the question to Blazer, and he asked because the whole thing came about through an Isser because he desired an Eshes Ish. But in the second situation, where she always was a Penuya, Rabbi Elazar allowed her because she might want to marry him. And since she's a Penuya, that would be permitted. Therefore, it's okay for her to go in front of him or talk to him. Now, as by Meimar, others explain differently that really she was a full-fledged Penuya. However, Isa Rabba Havas, she was a very chash of a woman, v'lay min sabah, she never would have married the guy, v'chol ma'da hava mevad, and anything that he would have done, be'isser hava mevad, he'd be doing be'isser, begin kain, asr lay. That's why in the first situation, Rabbi Elazar asked it for him because there's no way he would have married her, and therefore anything they would have to do with each other is a problem of arayas. Now going on to the third part, Amar Chani Ruchani says, Masnisa Amar Kain She'in Misrapim Shvichas Damim. We have a Mishnah that tells us that it's asr to get healed through Shvichas Damim, through bloodshed. Dithin Taman. We have a Mishnah over there that says if a woman's in labor and she's in danger of dying, Yatsa Rubai, if the majority of the child came out already, ain't noigin by we're not allowed to touch him. She'in Dachin Nefesh B'nei Nefesh, because we don't push away one nefesh from another. If the majority of the child had not come out, the Mishnah says that the midwife could put her hand in, basically abort the child to save the mother's life. But if the majority of the child already came out of the mother, Yatsa Rubai, so we can't kill the child to save the mother. So we see from here that Amos Rapin Mishvichas Damim. And a further clarification of this is V'loy Saif Davar B'Sha'amar Loi Horoigis Ploini. It's not only the case where, let's say, a guy tells Ruvain, you better kill Shimon or I'm going to kill you. Elafilu Chamoises Ploini. Even if the guy tells Ruvain, you have to steal from Shimon or I'm going to kill you. Ruvain's still not allowed to steal because of Svara, Asr Lahatzel Atma Yubam Chaviroi, one's not allowed to save himself with his friend's money. Now, Tani was taught, Avik Chavim be Yisrael Asr, but Yisrael by Avik Chavim, Mutter. A guy saving himself through a Yid is Asr, but a Yid saving himself through a guy is Mutter. And it seems to be this referring to the stealing case, that if somebody tells a Yid, go steal from a guy or I'm going to kill you, that he would be allowed to do that. Now, Rechiz Dabai, Rechiz asks the following, Ma'ol Hatzol Nafshir Shal Gadol B'Nafshir Shal Katan, is a person allowed to save a Gadol through a Katan? For example, you have a crazy little kid chasing somebody above Bar Mitzvah with a knife and he's going to stab him, and the only way to stop this kid is by killing him. Are we allowed to do so? Or maybe since he's not chayv in mitzvahs, we're not allowed to do that. So Hazar of Yirmiya asked on this, lemas nisahi, isn't this what we just mentioned before? Yatsa rubai, if the majority of the child came out of the mother, a neigen bai, we can't touch him, even though the mother is in mortal danger. She'ein daichin nefesh bein nefesh, because we can't push away one nefesh for another. And that's a gadol to a katan. The mother's a gadol, and the child's a katan. And still we see that we can't kill the katan in order to save the gadol. However, Rabbi Yisrael Bun says, b'shein rechizda, that's not a raya. Shani hitamon, that case is different. She'ein at yodea mi hargis mi. We don't know who's killing who. We don't know if the child is putting the mother's life in danger, or maybe the mother being alive is putting the child's life in danger. And therefore, that's not a good raya to our case over here, with, let's say, a crazy child chasing an adult around with a knife. And we have another case of healing through Avodah Zarah. Ma'aser b'Elazar ben Dama, there's a story through b'Elazar ben Dama, she'nashchei nachash, a snake bit him, and he was in mortal danger. Uba Yaakov ish kvar sama, Yaakov ish kvar sama came, he was an apikiris who served Avodah Zarah, and he came mishem shel Yeshu Pandira, in the name of Yeshu Pandira, this Avodah Zarah, the rabbi said to heal Reb Elazar ben Dama, v'loi hiniach l'Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel did not allow him, because we're not going to be healed through idol worshippers, due to the fact that the person might be drawn after Avodah Zarah. So Amar Lo, Reb Elazar ben Dama told him, ani mevi raya shirapeini, I could bring a raya that he is allowed to heal me. V'loi hispik lavi raya, he didn't have a chance to bring a raya, ad shemes ben Dama, until ben Dama, Reb Elazar ben Dama died from a snake bite. And Amar Lo, Reb Shmuel said to him, meaning he said about him, because he was already dead, ashrecha ben Dama, praiseworthy are you ben Dama, shiatzas b'shalom in ha'olam, that you left the world in peace, v'loi paras tegderin shel chachamim, and you didn't break the fence of chachamim, meaning you didn't get healed by an idol worshiper. Tichsev, the pasuk says, "Upares gather yishachenu nachash." If a person breaks through a fence, which means he breaks the gedarm of the chachamim, a snake should bite him. And praiseworthy are you, you didn't break this takanas chachamim. Ask the Gemara, "Tzai dalad amar alpha on top." V'loi nachash nashchay, didn't a snake bite him? You're saying that he's so praised that he listened to the chachamim, and therefore he didn't get bitten by a snake. He actually did get bitten by a snake, and he died because he wasn't able to be healed. So what exactly was Rabbi Shmuel saying? And the answer is, "Al rather, shloi yishachenu nachash la'asul lavai." He's praising him that la'asul lavai, in the next world, a snake is not going to bite him. Now we just ask, what did Reb Elazar ben Dama want to say that he was going to use his svara, that he would be able to be healed through idol worship? And the answer is, the pasuk says, Asher yasa oisam ha'adam v'chay bohem, that a person shall do them and live through them. And we learn from here that a person is allowed to be over on kol ha'tayra kula in order to be saved so that he can continue doing the mitzvahs. And over here, this fellow wasn't really healing him through Avodah Zarah, he was just coming b'shem l'Avodah Zarah, but he wasn't actually going to be using Avodah Zarah itself to heal Reb Elazar ben Dama, and therefore would have been permitted technically. That's the svar he wanted to use, but again, he passed away before he was able to say that. Then we go all the way back to our Mishnah, which discussed a person anointing himself with oil on Shabbos, and that's permitted, even though he's doing so for refuah purposes, because even healthy people use oil. However, the Tanakhama had said, no using shemen vered. This is rose oil, it's very expensive, and only wealthy people would use it. And so if a poor person who's using it on Shabbos, it's obvious he's doing so for refuah, and therefore we can't use shemen vered. However, Reb Shimon said that kol yisrael b'nei malachim, every single yid is considered a prince, and even if physically he doesn't have a lot of money, he's still in the status of a prince, and that's why he's allowed to use shemen vered on Shabbos, even to heal himself. So Rav Balber Zavta says, b'shem Rav, halacha k'Reb Shimon, the halacha k'Reb Shimon. And what's the svar behind it? D'loy kein, because if not so, mi nasan shemen vered la'ani v'loy sach? Is there somebody who would give rose oil to a poor person and he wouldn't use it? Let's say a poor fellow gets a knock on his door, and there's a package that his next door neighbor's a wealthy guy sent him a little bottle of shemen vered. Of course he would use it, even during the week, even if he's not sick. That's great, that's wonderful. He just got a really expensive present. And therefore, if an ani uses shemen vered on Shabbos to heal himself, people are just going to say, oh, he probably got it as a present, and he's not necessarily using it for a fuah. Now, Rav Zavta is about to have a question asked on him, but before that, we have to be mocked him with the following concept. Amar Rav Zair l'Rav Yaisi. Rav Zair once asked Rav Yaisi, Chakim Rebbe l'Bar Padaya, did you, Rebbe, meaning did you, Rav Yaisi, ever see Bar Padaya, da'at Amar Shmuasim in Shmei? You say things in his name. And something we learned all the way in the beginning of Masechta is that in order to say over something in somebody else's name, you have to have him, so to speak, in front of your face. You have to be able to visualize him when you're saying that, so you make sure not to make any mistakes. And that's what Reb Zair was asking Reb Yaisi. You quote things in the name of Bar Padaya all the time. Did you ever see him that you were able to say these things in his name? And Amar Leir, Reb Yaisi responded to him, Reb Yochanan Amar Mishmai, Reb Yochanan said things in his name, and I saw Reb Yochanan, and Reb Yochanan saw him, so therefore I could say over in his name. And now that we understand this, Amar Reb Zair asked the same question, Rav Babar Zavda, to Rav Babar Zavda, Chakim Rebbe L'Rav, do you see Rav, Da'at Amar Shmosim in Shmei, that you could say this memory in his name, that we paskin like Reb Shimon in our Mishnah? Amar Leir, he told him, Rav Adar Bar Achva Amar Mishmai, Rav Adar Bar Achva used to say in his name, and he saw him, and I saw him, so therefore I could say in the name of Rav. Hadralach Perek Shmoni Shratzim, Mazar finishing the 14th Perek of Masechet Shabbos. Just like we were going to finish this Perek together, we should be going to finish the entire Masechet together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the brand new Perek. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.